V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. We know this pasuk from a very young age. The Ramban says it's an exaggeration. It doesn't work. V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. You should like your friend as much as you like yourself. The Ramban says haflogah, exaggeration. What does it mean? V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha means every person wants for himself wealth, chochme, all good things. You should want, your friend should also have that. For example, a tamtochem you want, you should be the biggest tamtochem in town. Everyone else should be tamtochem. Plenty of bottom tamtochem, but you should just be that little bit more. Every person, your neighbor, Baruch Hashem, your house is just a bit nicer, your car is just a bit nicer. You forget them, everyone should have whatever they want, but I just want that step more than them. Says Ramban, the Torah tells you no. What you like for yourself, you should wish for your friend as well. You want Oyshev covered, you should want for your friend exactly the amount that you want for yourself, you should want for him. No kinna and sinner. That's v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. It doesn't mean you should like your friend as much as you like yourself, because that doesn't work. V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha means you should like for your friend whatever you like for yourself. We see the similar, just go off the topic a second, l'sachmoid. L'sachmoid doesn't mean my neighbor has a nice car, I also want a nice car. If he has a nice car, you can buy the same nice car he has as well. That's not l'sachmoid. L'sachmoid means I don't want someone else's, I don't want his. I'm allowed to want what he wants. I'm allowed to have what he has. I just don't want his car, his house. So here, v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha means you should want for your friend what you want for yourself. It's the opposite of l'sachmoid. Yes, you should want for your friend, you should have as much as you have. That's the push-up shot of v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha, so says the Ramban. The Ramban always, in the whole Torah, he tries to mefarish the Torah p'derech hateva. There's a chovos avovos and other moses for him. They take v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha the next level, or literally as we always understood it. V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha, yes, you should come to such a madriga, you should like your friend as much as you like yourself. It's very difficult to understand. A few months ago, there was a mitzvah, book on one of my mispalim. Mispalim is a big bal tzedakah, big bal chesed. And at the mitzvah, so I asked the mitzvah boy, did you get presents? He said, yes. He said, you got £800. Wow, that's a lot of money. I asked him, what are you going to do with the money? So he says to me, okay, half for myself and half for tzedakah. Instinctively, he's a pure boy. He sees a house of chesed, so he thought, I get £800, so half is for myself and half is for tzedakah. It's v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. We always start off that way, v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. Then we grow our tavas, our yetzer grows, kin and sin, tava covered. So we start wanting less and less for our friends. But ultimately, the Chovos says, you have to come back to where you started off with, or to where you should be. V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha, yes, you should want for yourself, like your friend as much as you like yourself. Okay, that's for tzedakah, for poor people. But even if you're not a poor person, you have to reach that madriga, v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. You should like your friend as much as you like yourself. That's his translation of literally pshat and pasuk. Then I have two other explanations of the pasuk, which take the pasuk out of context. The Rashbam says, v'ahavta l'reacha. It means you should like your friend. Yeah. You should be nice to your friend. Kamoicha refers to Re'acha Kamoicha. It means only friends which are on your level. That means a person who is Shomer Torah Mitzvos. A Rosha who is not Shomer Torah Mitzvos, Eino Yisem Ma'as Amcho, Faket, you have to hate him. Tachlis Sinas Anesim. Someone's Rosha, you have to hate. So V'hafto L'Re'acha Kamoicha. You should like a Re'a who is Kamoicha. A Re'a who is like you. That's what the Torah says. Doesn't mean you should like your friends as much as you like yourself. You should like your Re'a. Which type of Re'ah I'm talking about? Re'ah Kamoicha. Someone showing the Torah mitzvahs. That's Rashbam's pshat the posuk. And the Cheskuni takes the whole posuk out of context. Not only the word Re'acha, he says the posuk after Re'ah Kamoicha is a continuation of the psukim previously. He says the sisos achicha bevecho loisikoyim veloisitor v'ahavta Re'ah Kamoicha. If you do all those mitzvahs, you won't hate your friend. You won't do nekoma. You won't do netira. Then v'ahavta Re'ah Kamoicha. That will lead you to, you should like your friends as much as you like yourself. It's not a tzibui v'ahalt v'leachem oichem. It's a poi loitzer. If you do this and this and this and this, or you don't do the bad things, then automatically v'ahalt v'leachem oichem. That's the pasuk of a tzibui. The pasuk explains what happens as a result of all your good deeds. Now, v'ahalt v'leachem oichem is b'emes a yisod of half the Torah. There's benodim, mitzvahs benodim mokum, and mitzvahs benodim l'chaverim. V'ahalt v'leachem oichem is the general term for all mitzvahs shebein odim l'chaverim. The hundreds of mitzvahs, or the Rambam, when he, in his Sefer Mitzvahs, when he writes, he goes through the list of 613 mitzvahs, how we get to that number, is you can only count the general mitzvahs, and only, obviously, mitzvahs deraisa, not mitzvahs rabbonon. And Rambam says, his lotion is, if you start counting all the mitzvahs rabbonon, you'll have thousands and thousands of mitzvahs. Even behalf of Lechem Oichel, the examples are unlimited of every time you meet a friend, the pastor friend, the thinker friend, the mitzvahs you, or what you do and how you act, has to do with Haftarah HaMoichel. So the general mitzvah, Ben Odin HaChaver, is under the heading of Haftarah HaMoichel. There's a famous Gemara, Gemara Shabbos, that says, there's a Geir came to Shaman Hill and said, Gai Reini, Al Manas, Al Nash Talmudei Kol Torah Kol Regalachas. I want the whole Torah Regalachas. Shammai took Amos Abinin. He took the yardsticks, chucked him out. Hillel told him mitzvah after lechem moichel. Ma'ad aloch sana lechav lasavet. What you hate for yourself, don't do for your friend. That's the sod of Kol Torah Kula. And he carries on v'idach perush l'gemur. And then the rest will come automatically. Once you know that, you understand that concept after lechem moichel. The rest. You learn, easy to learn, al regalachas. So the previous Sifri Adrush explained, what does the Gemara mean? The guy wants us to learn kolot al regalachas? Doesn't make sense. Stand on one foot, teach all Torah. So they explain, Shorosh Golem means three times. Shorosh Golem, three times a year we go to Beis HaMikdash. We have Yom Tov. Regalachas means one time. That means the guy said, I want to learn the whole Torah, I want to keep the whole Torah, but regalachas, I want to learn one time. What does it mean? I don't want to come back in this world a few times in Gilgal to be yotzei the whole Torah, because every person in this world, there's no way in the world you can do all the Torah mitzvahs. Never mind, b'zman she'ein beis hamikdash kaim, half the mitzvahs are not there. But even b'zman she'ein beis hamikdash kaim, there's some mitzvahs that have to do with the melech, some mitzvahs with the kahanim. Different mitzvahs apply to different people. Not all Torah mitzvahs apply to everyone. And we know that every person has to go through he has to take all the 613 boxes, one way or the other. So if you don't do it once, you have to come back a couple of times till you manage to, you know, Shoma has all those mitzvahs. So this guy said, okay, I want to do the mitzvahs, but I'm not interested to come back again and again. I want to do a regalachas. Shama says, it's not possible. Every person comes like a Gilgal to complete your mission. Hillel said, yes, there's a solution. You like other people as much as you like yourself. You care for other people. Then, through Achdus, we're all one unit. You don't have to come back again and again. A simple solution. V'haftar Achamoyka is tachi a sod of Kol HaTorah Kula. It's not only a sod of Ben Odom L'Chaveiroi, it's a sod of Ben Odom L'Mukum. Because all those mitzvahs that you don't have, you can't keep, there's a simple solution. Live V'Achdus. This is the way you live your life. Then, you'll sort yourself out. And once, you don't have to come back again. And Yisroch Moshe adds to that, the Hemshech HaGemorah, V'idach Perush Ezul Gemorah. So he has two explanations on the Hemshech, on this Pshat in the Gemorah, V'idach Perush Ezul Gemorah. Hillel said to the guy, fine, okay, there's a solution to do it all at once. The rest will come automatically. So he says one Pshat is, the Mefarsh have another way to stop yourself from coming back again in the Gilgal. First solution was, live b'achdus. If you're one unit, the whole Klal Yisrael, then you don't have to come back because you'll be mekayim all the mitzvahs through everyone together. The other way is, the Gemara says, achdus, arvus. Then everyone cares for each other, or the responsible, shall they say, and then you're all sorted. Another way is, if you learn the Torah, whoever learns the Torah, learns parsha of oyle, ki'ilik revoyle. Any mitzvah, you learn the mitzvah, is if you're mekayim the mitzvah, if you can't do it. So the idach perush is ulgamor. The rest, which you can't do, learn. There's another solution. Learn the whole Torah. And therefore, there's another way of not coming back. And Yisroch doesn't like that pshat because perusha, the word perusha doesn't make sense. You should say, v'idach zul gemor. Go learn the rest of the Torah. It says, v'idach perusha zul gemor means, okay, Hillel said a nice solution. Hafter Rachamoicha, Achtos Arvus, you're sorted. But it's only if you're Mekayim what you can do. You claim you're an oinus. You can't do all the mitzvahs because you're not a kohen, you're not this, you can't do all the mitzvahs. Fine. But the mitzvahs you can do, if you're not doing those, then you can't claim oinus for the mitzvahs you can't do. So Idach Perusha, the other ones, we'll see the way you live. The perish will be how you live the rest of your life with the mitzvahs you do. Then we'll see if we can count the mitzvahs you can't do. That's Akapun, this pshat, one of the mitzvahs of V'haftu Rechmoicha is a general mitzvah, not only a sod of Ben Odom L'chavare, but also a sod of Ben Odom L'mokon. Now, I just want to say a small shtickel gemura with an explanation. I saw the stipe at the son-in-law. He's a big gaon, he's Rashi Ben Panovich, he wrote many sforim, Ashle Shleim, was never Knefti Young. And he writes a beautiful explanation on all the mitzvahs of Ben Odom L'chavare, how it works. Not how it works. We see, for example, goyim also do mitzvahs of chesed, some goyim bale chesed. How it works, the mitzvahs we do and the chasodim they do. As well, do the mitzvahs v'haftu rachamoicha need kavona? For example, you know, the Gemara says if you walk in the street, you lose money and the oni finds it, then you have the mitzvah of tzedakah, even though you didn't intend to tzedakah, there's no kavona at all, you have the mitzvah of tzedakah. Usually, mitzvah shrich svona, you have to have in mind to do a mitzvah. Someone gives tzedakah, I'm not sheikh b'ni. It's not the best intentions. Tzedakah is for the poor person. But you have intention, you want to give tzedakah for scholars, yeshivas, reforms, whatever you want. Rambam says tzadik gomer. Top. You don't need kavona of the mitzvah. Why? Because at the end of the day, the only has what he needs. So it's a result which is important. The Gemara says in Bruchas, Daf Yotes, Omad Beis, a Beis, when you come to Levai Eloheinu, it's a person who's busy doing Nicha Avelim, is Potter from Krishma from Mitzvahs. And the Gemara says, there's the inner circle and the outer circle. So the outer circle is Chayiv. And the Rebbe says, no, it depends. It depends on the intention they came for. Haboim Machav Sa'ovel, those who came to be Menachem Ovel, those are Taka Potter. Haboim machmas atzmon, those who came for their own interest, and Rashi says, Shalei bo l'nachem, they didn't come to Menachem Ovel, they bo liris ha-samu'ura, they want to see what's going on. That's titzach ha-matzah. So they're shtipping that, the Gemara says, daf yotes on the base, they want to see what's going on. So those in the outer circle, it depends on their intention. If they come for the intention of Menachem Ovel, then they're potter. If the intention is just part of the crowd, not to Menachem Ovel, they want to see what's going on. Shomrim, whatever they are, maybe that's also part of Nechma Veilim, but when they're just coming for their own interest, they are Mechuyev. So, it's difficult to understand. The Monashech, if the Oval sees them and they see the Oval, and they're part of the crowd, what does their intention make a difference? So he says, Ba'am Sazoy, we know the sod of all the mitzvah benodim lechavayra, but we'll have to reach them. Some Rishonim have it under a different heading. Yisroi, in the midway, came to Moshe Rabbeinu. He told him what's going on. It's toignish the matzav. Vaydat alem es aderech elchubo. It's a mas hashayasim aderech elchubo. And the Gemara in Bamatzia dashes every word in the pasuk. Bekecholim all the mitzvahs ben odum lechaveira. Yisrael taught Moshe Rabbeinu you have to make law and order, make seder ben odum lechaveira. You won't have all these intolerances, all these problems, if because there's no harvest in Yisrael. So Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu vaydat alem es aderech elchubo. It's a mas hashayasim. If you teach him all these halachos of bekecholim lechaveilim of chesed, then you'll sort of you'll eliminate all those problems. So many Rishonim use this as the header for Ben Odom Lachaveira. V'data Saderach Sheilchubo V'samach Shashiyasu. Since V'emes Adoy, every mitzvah of Chesed, you can score two goals. There are two Tzvai Dinim, Tzvai Mitzvahs. V'olachta V'drochov, Mahu Racham V'fat Racham. When you do a mitzvah with intention to do Chesed, you give tzedakah of a poor person, you have two mitzvahs. You have a mitzvah of volachta bedrochov. You have the mitzvah of v'hafta rechmoich. You have two mitzvahs. And sometimes you can have one without the other. For example, you go to be mevaka choyle, and the choyle is not available to see you. You certainly have the mitzvah of volachta bedrochov. You miyashi your drochem, you want to do mitzvah Hashem. Ma hu rechem patu rechem. Go to Nechavelim, it's closed. The Oval will never know you came. You went out your way to be Menachem Ovel. You didn't have, don't have mitzvah of Nechem Avelim, because Ovel didn't see you, you didn't speak to him. But you have a mitzvah of Alachta B'drochov. Every mitzvah, if the coin falls out of your pocket and it only finds it, then you have a mitzvah of Tzedakah, but you don't have a mitzvah of Alachta B'drochov. That wasn't your intention. So the ultimate chesed is, you have two mitzvahs, of Alachta B'drochov and the mitzvah of B'kecholim, of O'SMS, Tzedakah, whatever it is. Those people who come, the Gemara Brochas, they come, and they come Machmas Atzmon, it depends on their intention. Because if they come Machmas Atzmon, they're not doing Nechma Velim, and they're not doing Velachta B'drochav either. If you come to the base of the Oval doesn't see you, and you don't see the Oval either. You're standing there, you take it on the mitzvah of Nechma Velim, but you have the mitzvah of Velachta B'drochav. So you're put of Krishna because your intention makes a difference. Because your intention now, your Miyash, your ways to do Chesed, you want to do Chesed, even though you never saw the Oval never saw you. You're going to Leviah, no one will ever know you were there. What mitzvah do you have? You have the mitzvah of Velachta B'drochav. So you're put on Krishna. You might not have the mitzvah of the specific mitzvah, b'kecholim of O'SMS, whatever it is, but you have the mitzvah of lach b'drochov. So all it does depend on your intention. If your intention was just to stand there, part of the mass, see what's titzich, then there's no mitzvah whatsoever. The Oval didn't see you, so you have no nechama veilim. And lach b'drochov doesn't lie, because that wasn't your intention to do the mitzvah. So every chesed, tach has two mitzvahs. Every mitzvah of chesed, whatever it is, there are two parts of it. Sometimes you can have both, and sometimes you only have one. It depends on your intention, or it depends on the tetzor of intention. So tzedakah, your kavona, doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference to the mitzvah of tzedakah. But it makes a difference to the mitzvah of lachta b'drochov. When you give tzedakah, you give it to campaign. Why are you giving it? Because your friend gave you last time. You don't even know the tzedakah is, you don't care about tzedakah. Okay, it's tzedakah. But it's not the ultimate lachta b'drochov. It's tzedakah. Perfect tzedakah. But lachta b'drochov is when you want to do rutzon Hashem, you want to do ma'u racham v'at racham. I want to give tzedakah because I want to copy the ways of Hashem. And that's the ultimate of tzedakah. So every time you give tzedakah, you can have two mitzvahs. It depends on your intention. You'll always have mitzvah tzedakah. If the poor man has it, regardless how it came to him, you'll have that mitzvah. The mitzvah lachta b'drochav depends on your kavona. If you want to do rotzon Hashem, then you'll have lachta b'drochav. I just want to say one interesting shala. Also has to do with this week's parasha. But tzedek tishvut ha-misecho. Bezen sit and are done people. The halacha is that someone who is a oyhev, a soiner, you can't be done. You can't judge Tzedek, someone who is a soiner or is a oyev. So the Achronim ask, the mitzvah, how can Bezen sit and judge someone? If you have to like him, I love this person, unconditional love, then how could you sit in the Bezen with him? So the terrors are simple, because both Baldin in front of you, so you love them both equally, so there's no problem. But it's a nice terrors, but MS is not so true, because the halacha is, even if you have two people you hate, or two people you love, you're not allowed to judge them. So how could you judge, if you have to become a mitzvah after Rechem Oichu, how can you judge two people? So, Emma said, the reason why, when you have two people who you love, you can't judge. Because, as Achronim explained, you don't love everyone the same level. That's Rechem Oichu, that's the ultimate madrega, you like everyone as much as yourself, but we're not there yet. But after Rechem Oichu means you love everyone. This person I love, for this reason, this person love for this reason. So the love is not always balanced. So you can't judge two people who you love because the love is not level. That would imply Hafter Rechem Oichu. If my love comes out of Hafter Rechem Oichu, then it's a general ahava. It's not a specific ahava after him. So there's no problem Hafter Rechem Oichu. I can judge two people love the same. It's definitely equal amount. Another reason why you can't judge a person who you love is because how could you mechayev someone, if you love someone, he obviously your favorite, or there's a reason you love him. It's mishal and roh tachas toivah. If you take someone who you love and you judge him, and you mechayev him, there's a problem, mishal and roh, either you won't be able to be paskin lira osoy, or if you do, you're mishal and roh tachas toivah. Again, that won't apply to a person who comes, and as you see on the mitzvah, your general ahav, hafz rachem oichu, there won't be a problem of judging him, because it's not mishal and roh tachas toivah. The nekuda is, you can't judge oyhev, someone you love more than normal. The general ahava is not the problem. You have to love everyone generally. A specific ahava, person with a specific favor for you, or you're specifically close to him, that's the problem of oyhev. I'll talk about one more prat of Haftarah after Moicha. The Rosh Hashulchan says when you make a Mishbeach Shabbos for the Oil of Torah and you answer Omen, you're Mekayem Mitzvah Haftarah after Moicha. Right? You're answering Omen the Gabbos, the Brucha to this person or to all the people. Your Omen is a part of Mitzvah Haftarah after Moicha. But it's not only, it's much more than that. Every time you daven for a friend, not only answer Omen for Mishbeach, you have to Haftarah. The Arizal says, before davening, a person, Harayni Mekavalayim, Mitzvah Haftarah after Moicha. Why this mitzvah after Reach? What's the shaykh after Reach on the tefillah? Because Tosfos says in Rosh Hashanah, be'emes we are judged once a year in Rosh Hashanah. How can you daven every day? What's the purpose of davening for Baruch Hu? Everything is written in Rosh Hashanah. So one Tosfos in Tosfos says, how can you override what's been written in Rosh Hashanah? So Tosfos says, a tefillah siyucha doesn't work all year. A tefillah rabban works. So Toysa says when you have a choyle, you always give him a brocha, but toych shah choyle Yisrael. I give him your brocha, but toych shah Yisrael. So tefillah rabban. All the schos of tefillah are plural. Not done for myself only. Done for myself only is difficult all year. Rosh Hashanah, that's okay. The only way to daven all year is when you are part of the klal. Tefillah rabban, against, as Toysa says, against you. The Arizal says you have to be kind of after a choyle push it. If you want your tefillah to be in the scabble, then, if you consider yourself part of culture, you're davening for the whole tzibbur together with yourself. That's the way for your spal batra and tchilah. But it's you have to do it. Otherwise, your tefillah is not necessarily going to be accepted because it's not the right time of the year. After achamoicho, that's the way your tefillah should be accepted. The Plotzke Gun, Ziyutza was this week. Mloyoyim says, "O hafti kish Hashem es koli tachnunai. O hafti, if I'll love everyone else, it's kish Hashem es koli tachnunai. Then Hashem will come out tefillah. The hakdoma to yish Hashem koli tachnunai. O hafti, I have to like other people. I have to care for them and daven for them in my tefillahs, and then yish then my tefillahs go together with the tefillahs haklal." Shlomo Melech says in Mishli, "Kamayim apulim apulim kalev odom loodam." The way you like a friend, the way your friend will like you. If you want to know how much your friend likes you, person, when he speaks to someone, you meet someone, and you're friend with someone, you have a feeling, kamayim punam punam kelev odom odom. What's the example? Kamayim punam punam kelev odom odom. You go to the river and you look at the reflection, you see yourself the same way you can see the ahava, you'll understand the ahava your friend has to you, you have to your friend. So, the first mistake, why is the example the river? You're looking at a reflection in the river and you see yourself, you see a friend. Best reflection be the mirror. Look in the mirror, you see yourself. The way you see yourself, the way you see your friend as well. Why did Shlomo Melech use the example as the river? So, the explanation is, when you go to the river, you have to put your head down to see yourself. When you look at your friend upright, as looking in the mirror, that's not the after Achamoicha. You have to come down to your friend and come to himself, and when you have a guest, it's not like you are the Mareach and he's the Reach. You have to become, he has to become part of you and you part of him. You have to, Chesed means when we're together. The Oishis after Reacho, the Sashurim Bell says, Reacho is after Reish is a Sheen, after Ayin is a Pei, and after Chof is a Lamed, a Shofar. You have to mashpil yourself. After Reacho Moich, if you want to have the ultimate Ahava, be mashpil yourself. The Altar of Slobodka says, exactly the same thing as Sashurim Bell says, but in a different way. He says, V'haftar Achamoicha means, the Torah tells you, you have to love your friend, Kamoicha. A person has to teach himself to love himself? No. You don't wake up and go, how am I going to love myself today? What am I going to do for myself today? Instinctively, you love yourself. You care for yourself. You do everything you need for yourself. The same thing should be for your friend. That means, don't make your friend a chesed case. You come to Baka Choyle, and the Choyle is not available. I said, no, I need you to be available because I need to box a Baka Choyle. Please, be the Chefter Shal Mitzvah. I want to do Baka Choyle. I missed Nechum Avelim. I wish you could sit Shav another day. I need him because I need to do this Mitzvah Nechum Avelim. That's the Racha Kamoicha. V'Avra Kamoicha, like a friend, like yourself. There's no instruction book how to like yourself. There's no instruction book how to like your friend. It has to be Kamoicha, Mamash Kamoicha. You like yourself. It has to be natural. You have to work in yourself, that the ahava to your friend should come naturally. And he's not your chesed case. So v'avra chomecha is shuffle. You have to lower yourself to make your friend He showed me your chesed case. I was just thinking this week, it was Reb Shai, it was his Yutzah. All the pictures you see of him, always looking down. If this is a person whose life was chesed, he's not looking, he's forget. He's always looking to lift someone else up and is living their life and caring for them. That's the ultimate case of chesed. And just to sum it up in one word, the Rambam in Hilchas Deis, he says, mitzvah al kol udom lehev es kol echad vechad misrol kugufoy, shlem vaf lach kumoycho. Lefichoch, give two examples, vaf lach kumoycho. Surach lesafa b'shulchoy, to talk good about your friend, v'luchas al mamoynen, to care about his wealth. A person wants two things for himself. Covered in guilt. You should like yourself for your friend. Covered in guilt, like yourself. That's the mitzvah of Haftol Reach HaKmoich.